A 2016 National Dog Week survey found that 97% of dog owners in the nation consider pups part of the family, and 93% call their dog their very best friend. That friendship can really mean a lot during the final days of that person's life. Health News Florida's Delina Miller takes you to an assisted living facility in Central Florida where a hospice program has discovered the value of this friendship.
Shirley Otten makes her way down a winding hallway that looks more like an upscale apartment complex than an assisted living facility. When she gets to Lee Dodge's door, she gently opens it to the sound of an excited little Yorkie. A couple minutes later, Dodge's nurse wheels him into the hallway. His companion, 5-year-old Huey, now sits peacefully on his lap. The World War II veteran has been at Waterman Village in Mount Dora since last fall, and his dog hasn't left his side. But when it comes to Huey's daily care, Dodge needs help. So Otten comes out once a week, alternating days with other volunteers. Each time, she greets Huey with the same warmth and affection as his human friend.
Hey, Huey.
Oh, what a sweet.
Thanks so much.
For a ride.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Dodge. How are you today?
Good.
As Otten snaps on Huey's leash, the 90-year-old man does something he's been known for all his life. He breaks into song.
Nobody till somebody loves you.
Not many nursing homes, assisted living centers, or hospice programs allow pets. They're often concerned about extra responsibilities or funding. Someone has to pay for the pet's food and medical care, and the patient can't always afford to. But Cornerstone Hospice, which provides care to Dodge at Waterman Village, has partnered with an Oregon-based program called Pet Peace of Mind. It helps more than 100 hospice and palliative care programs nationally care for their patients' pets. They also provide startup funding and training for their network of volunteers, like Otten, who walk, feed, and play with the animals, and drive them to the vet or groomer. Otten lets Dodge know that she's taking Huey for a walk around the facility.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
About 15 minutes.
As Otten begins walking Huey, she says it's nice to know programs like Pet Peace of Mind will be around if she needs them one day, too.
I think it's so wonderful that they allow them to have their pet with them. It means an awful lot.
Dodge's daughter, Lynn Hogarthy, lives in Ohio. She visits when she can, but setting her dad up with Pet Peace of Mind gave her a lot of comfort.
Through a lot of love and effort and willingness to make sure my dad and Huey stayed together for the quality of life of my dad and for the love of Huey, we felt that this was just a really important endeavor.
And without a doubt, she says, Huey has improved her father's quality of life in a way that even medical care couldn't.
I know if my dad didn't have Huey, I don't think he would last all that long. He would just be so brokenhearted.
Christine Mertz is the Pet Peace of Mind manager for Cornerstone Hospice, which implemented the program in 2011.
We were the first in the state of Florida to have the Pet Peace of Mind program. As you can see with Mr. Dodge, he would be lost probably without that dog, so we want to make sure that the two of them stay together as long as possible.
But, she says, patients eventually die. And when that happens, their pets often end up in overpopulated shelters. Pet Peace of Mind volunteers help them make a contingency plan for the inevitable.
We plan for, you know, our estate. We plan for who's going to get this lamp and who's going to get the house. But we forget about these living beings that mean so much to us.
And as far as Huey goes, when Lee Dodge's time comes, an employee at Waterman Village has agreed to adopt the mild-mannered Yorkie. For now, volunteers like Shirley Otten will help with Huey's day-to-day needs, like walks.
He did poop, so we're all set. Good boy.
Huey rests his furry chin on Dodge's arm. He's so happy to have his companion back in his lap that he breaks into song again.
You may be a queen, you may be or a king.
For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.
Wow, what a great story, huh? You can see photographs of Lee Dodge with Huey the Yorkie at WSFnews.org.